Next agenda item is item number 16, discussion and possible action on operation agreement with the city of Leander, presented by John Hoffman.
Good afternoon, directors. What we have before you today is an agenda item that's really kind of an after-the-fact agenda item. Let's go to the next slide. The Sandy Creek Water Treatment Facility is a water treatment facility that we've operated since it opened in 2001, and it's an old LCRA-BRA alliance project, where the LCRA owned the facility and the BRA operated the facility. And this held true for 10 years until the LCRA decided to divest itself of its water utility infrastructure. Next slide. This is an aerial view of the plant that the LCRA sold to the city of Leander. Leander closed on that transaction in January the 5th of this year. The Brazos River Authority, as operator, was contacted in December by the city of Leander with the request that we continue to operate the facility until they figure out what they want to do with it over the long term. And so in December, we signed a letter agreement that basically said we would continue to operate that facility under the terms and conditions that we had in place for the previous 10 years with the adopted budget that we had for this fiscal year until such time that the city of Leander is able to determine what they would like to do for operating the facility in the long term. We expressed very clearly to them our desire to continue to work for them as long as they would have us. But they also have an operations group within the city of Leander, and it would not surprise me a bit if they decided to take that facility back and operate it themselves. And so the resolution that we have is a resolution that would request y'all to basically ratify the interim operation agreement that we have already signed. And it basically keeps the status quo in place.
What kind of income does that generate for us?
About $50,000 a year in management fee, and then we have about another $50,000 a year in overhead that is attributable to that.
For the overhead reimbursement?
F&A, but what will you call overhead. G&A?
In other words, we collect 50 and then we...
We attribute $50,000, it's like $52,000 a year to... our F&A department, our Lawson software.
They don't additionally reimburse us for that. We just take care of that out of our fee.
That's correct.
Okay.
John, this in essence same basic thing as the SWATs, except that it's not salty water.
No, sir. Well, it's you mean from an operational standpoint or a business standpoint?
You're treating water to be drinking.
Yeah, it's way different. From a treatment standpoint, as far as the Lake Travis water is much different water quality than what we have up at SWATs.
Easier to treat.
And as such, it's not an advanced treatment system. It is a standard. It's a standard treatment system.
Any more questions? Read the resolution, please.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby ratifies the interim operations agreement for the Sandy Creek Water Treatment Plant dated December the 9th, 2011.
You've heard the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Bill. Second. Christian. Pull the board, please.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Ball.
Yes.
Director Barr.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Bashirs.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Masterson.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.